We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show.
What an embarrassment. I'm not sure Biggie's aware.
I'm embarrassed.
Of what just took place in this room while most of you are listening to our wonderful advertisers.
I'm embarrassed. I would be so angry at Biggie for doing this too. I would absolutely
Oh my God.
I would crush him on this.
You'd never let him live it down.
I know. You're right. I would be very, very angry at this. As the time was winding down, I only had 10 seconds. Just before I had gotten, I'm trying to play pickle tonight, okay? Full disclosure. And I couldn't get a court.
What makes tonight different than other nights, Father?
Well, the only difference was I was having trouble getting a court.
And you had to go on a date last night with a wife.
Yep. Couldn't play last night. Went out last night, saw a play, saw a wonderful musical at the Tanger Center, and went out to dinner. And so I'm trying to book a court over here. And there were no courts available, but I got an inside scoop from a friend who said, court's getting ready to open up if you want to book one. And I only got that. I only had 45 seconds.
Someone deceased?
Yeah, court two opened up. Court two opened up.
It was an immediate opening.
You're the ultimate do as I say,
not as I do.
That's exactly what Kelly said, Big. You were on the telephone a moment ago.
You missed it.
Because if any of us had been on our phone
oh, I know.
And trying to do that, you'd been like, what you need to do
I know.
Is pay attention to this show.
I know.
I need you to be focused the entire time we're in here.
I know. And yet,
I don't want you shopping.
But I got it.
I know it's Amazon Prime.
But you know what it is.
I know it's Target Circle. I get it. I've been there.
It's once again the audacity you have to think, I can do this and no one else can.
No one else can.
It's who makes you. It's what makes you you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I can do this.
Right.
Because I'm me.
No one
These
else.
These others cannot be
How
trusted.
Dare they?
It's quite, you know, we were talking about your recipe for dip in the previous segment earlier today, which was ranch and
dust and sour cream.
What you are is kind of a mix of audacity and shame. It's a,
yeah.
But the proportions no one else can duplicate.
Shaudacity.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a funny story about that ranch ranch dust dip. I was invited.
You can't snort it.
You can, but I don't recommend it.
Do not recommend.
I've done a few lines.
Yeah.
When I didn't have sour cream handy, I do a line.
I need a rolled up 100 now.
One time years ago, I was invited to a Super Bowl party. It was Super Bowl 30, Steelers versus Cowboys. You remember that one? Surprise.
Sure.
Okay. Surprise.
The last one you ever didn't host?
Correct. Within a few years, I was hosting, but I went to this party. Surprise onside kick from the Steelers. They got back into the game. Larry Brown made two interceptions of Neil O'Donnell, I want to say, for the Steelers, and the Cowboys won 27-17. Okay.
During the glory years of the Cowboys?
Yes. This was their last of three Super Bowls. Barry Switzer coached it. Okay. So I'm invited to a Super Bowl party, and I brought two things. Sour cream, ranch dust, potato chips. Okay. That was my contribution to the party. But I was on a diet at the time, surprisingly. And I was putting lemon in all my water. So I had a bag of lemons. For myself, a couple of lemons, and then all the ranch dust dip makings. So I walk into the party, and I ask the host, I need to prepare this dip. And she showed me where I could do it. So I did. And she saw me with lemons, ranch dust, sour cream, and chips. So I put the ranch out on the table. The party goes on. The host comes over to me half hour later and says, I love this dip. And I said, oh, thank you. And she said, I can really taste the lemon in there.
It's that little that zest.
That zest of lemon. And she said, that lemon really sets it off.
It pops.
Now, there was no and is no lemon. It's a ranch dust dressing. That's all it is. So, yes, you're right. I have Shaudacity. With 40 seconds left in the commercial break, I get a text saying, one court is open. Court two is open. That's insider information. That's insider trading. I have to get this.
I called in a bomb threat. So listen, they're going to clear out, and that's when we go in. Don't tell them.
I know the deputy who will show up first.
Yeah.
He's cool.
He's in on it.
I said, I have to get this booked in 40 seconds. Kristen said, you have less than 40
seconds. Yeah, TikTok.
And you have to type in every player's name. That's the problem with it.
You're do like, you really?
Yes, it makes you type in every player's
and
name.
And their real name, not their not their nickname.
Exactly.
Who's Cheez-It? Oh, it's Dan.
It knows. It knows. I have to click, 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 click.
What's Stinky's real name? The doctor drives a BMW. What is his name?
What's the guy? So as the, and Christian's like 15 seconds, tick, 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 tick. And you know, we go back on the air. I'm still finishing up.
You were.
And I hit save and confirm. And that's when Biggie looked up and just shook his head at me. Like if we had ever done something like that.
Oh yeah.
For shame is what he said. I have shame. I have to admit I have shame on that. But the court is booked. If I can, you know, like Aquaman, I'll send out to my, we have the court.
I could feel it.
The court is booked. My wife always knows too. She it sends her a it gooses her.
Oh, she gets a notification.
She gets a notification. He's booked the court. Yes. Sometimes people will use my name even when I'm not there. And she'll and it causes confusion. They'll say, "Hey, just like to reserve the court for a moment." And then they'll change it up, and she gets a goose.
You're a placeholder.
A placeholder until they can find another player. Because you got to put in four names, or you can't book the court.
I didn't realize it was like that.
Has to be doubles, so you have to, on some nights because it's so busy. Mm. And so my wife gets goosed, and she'll say, "Hey, I thought we were going out tonight." I'll have to say, "Oh yeah, sorry, that was Stinky."
Yeah, you know him. He's crazy. He's renting cords using my name.